Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of January 3, 2009, I'm Ana Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers! Female bishops proposed. The Church of England published draft regulations to allow women to be consecrated as bishops, the AFP reported. Bishops pushed through the proposal despite a looming split between church factions and threats from 1,300 clergy members to resign if women become bishops. Women have been ordained as priests since 1994. Under the proposal, a male complementary bishop would be assigned to a female bishop's jurisdiction and would serve any parishes that object to her in the compromise proposal struck by church leaders. The proposal will be reviewed at a February Synod gathering. Celia Thompson, a canon in the church, told the Times of London that she believes the agreement should create equal authority for any female bishops in the future, and that the church needed to truly reflect the role of both sexes. More news to cheer this week. Sheikh Hasina Wazet, the first woman to serve as Prime Minister of Bangladesh, regained her old job when her Awami League won a decisive victory in the December 29th elections, Reuters reported. Hasina campaigned on a party platform of secularism and reform, and tackling poverty would be the highest priority of her government. She has been detained by the former government on corruption charges and went into a self-imposed exile before returning in November to run for office. Women's voting and participation in elections increased in the provincial polling for Indian-administered Kashmir. The Interpret Service reported, in neighboring Pakistan's election earlier this year, female voters faced intimidation in some rural areas. Women's rights activists worried that Kashmir women might be afraid to vote in the wake of the November terrorist attacks in Mumbai, India. But 60% of women turned out for the Kashmir polling, a higher turnout than men's, and a record 67 women ran for the provincial office among the 1,354 candidates. Final results are expected on January 4th. Ava Habil, new mayor of Kumboa, Egypt, is the first woman in the country to lead a city, the Daily News of Egypt reported. Habil's father was once mayor of the town of 10,000 people, and the post is traditionally handed down through generations. I am the first woman mayor, but believe me, there will be others, Habil said. Since an Egyptian court convicted a man for sexual harassment after he groped a woman on a Cairo street last fall, women are slowly beginning to speak out against harassment, the Los Angeles Times reported. In the 2 weeks after the court verdict, another 4 women have filed complaints, according to the head of the Egyptian Center for Women's Rights, when previously no complaints would have been filed over a course of a year. A survey from the center last year found that 87% of Egyptian women were harassed, but 97% did not report it. The Pakistani government plans to create an ombudsman for women to help them negotiate hurdles to access the justice system, the Pakistan News reported. The ombudsman would also handle criminal cases that involve women, as well as matters of family law, such as divorce and inheritance. A group of 20 women in Naples, Italy, were planning to stage a sex strike to prevent men from launching dangerous fireworks to celebrate the New Year, the Times of London reported. By withholding sex, the women believe they will prevent injuries and even deaths from fireworks. Their slogan, make love, not explosions. And now for the downside of news, jeers for news that Facebook nixes pics of nursing moms. Social networking site Facebook has begun removing photos of mothers breastfeeding their babies from the pages of its members, saying that photos violate the indecency policy, the Chicago Tribune reported. Facebook says photos of breastfeeding must not expose a woman's areola, the part of the breast that surrounds the nipple. In response to Facebook's decision to remove obscene photos, 11,500 people posted shots of nursing mothers last Saturday, and a group of mothers picketed corporate headquarters in Palo Alto, California. Over 85,000 people also joined a Facebook group called Hey Facebook, Breastfeeding is Not Obscene. More news to jeer this week. About one-third of the estimated 10,000 forced laborers in the United States are domestic servants working in suburban homes, according to a study from University of California, Berkeley, the Associated Press reported. Many work for wealthy families who have immigrated and are accustomed to using girls as laborers and maids. Once in the United States, the domestic workers are often confined at home and do not attend school, hiding their presence from immigration officials. A Saudi judge refused to annul the marriage of an 8-year-old girl to a 47-year-old man, sparking outrage from women rights activists, CNN reported. The judge said the girl must wait until puberty before she's allowed the right to petition for divorce. The girl's father gave her to the man as a bride in order to settle bad debts. The judge extracted a promise from the husband that he would not consummate the marriage until the girl has reached puberty. Jennifer Thurston is managing editor of Women's E-News. Rita Henley Jensen is editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anmaray Roque.